this November.
You think you do it for the money,
it's the game, the adrenaline rush.
What if it is?
Prepare to read between the lines.
How much do you think she's worth?
I'm going to take it all.
The Good Liar is gripping and deliciously deceptive, says Baz Bammy Boy Daily Mail. Intelligent and brilliant, a must-see movie. Event, Mail on Sunday.
It's very peculiar. Secrets between you, God, the devil and the dead.
Starring Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. The Good Liar. In cinemas November 8. Certificate 15.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all of that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and here I am with Mr. Ben Mandelker, my co-host and little friend, Ben. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Everything's great over here. How you doing today, baby?
You know, just loving life, loving that below deck life.
Oh, yeah. And guess who's going to Thailand right after we finish this recap? His name rhymes with N, okay?
Yes, I am. I am going to Thailand, and I am praying my gastrointestinal system survives. And you know what? By the way, I have to say one thing that makes me so happy is that we have Crappens listeners all around the world. And one person reached out to me on Instagram and was like, hey, I'm from Atlanta and I live here. Any questions you need, whatever, like ask me, which was just really great. It's just nice to have like that idea of like someone who I can ask, can I have the ice in Thailand? Questions like that. So, you know, thanks everyone for being great people out there.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be an amazing trip. While Ben is gone, I'm going to be talking with Danny Pellegrino and Miss Katie Cazorla. So join us for those guests. We're going to have a good time. And here are the okay, so we have an announcement today. We're doing a live show in Birmingham, Alabama, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I've never been to Alabama, so I'm very excited to come down there.
I've actually heard that Birmingham, Alabama is on the up and up and actually very cool and has a burgeoning food scene, which makes sense since I think Food and Wine and all these I think Scripps, I don't know, but a bunch of magazines relocated to down there as their headquarters. So I'm very excited to see what Birmingham's all about. It's the night before our New Orleans show, too. So that's going to be a crazy weekend all around.
Yeah. So we the Patreon presale is right now for all the people who support us over there. So and thank you for doing that, you guys. So if you're on Patreon, you can go right now and get those tickets. And everybody else, you can get those tickets on Friday. Okay. And the tickets are going to be available at 10 a.m. Central Time. So here is our list of upcoming shows, because we're going to be doing tons of shows this year. Like right now we're relaxing, but guess what? It's about time to go crazy. We are coming to, now November's nuts. And just in November, we're doing Tampa, Florida, Fort Lauderdale. We're going to be doing Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere in Tampa. And we're going to be doing Real Housewives of Dallas and Fort Lauderdale. Both of those are just live show treasures. We love doing both of those shows live. There's so much much fun. So come to those. We might have a special guest in Lauderdale. And then, in also November, we'll be in Indianapolis and two shows in Chicago. One is sold out. We have a late night show, 10 p.m., that is not sold out. So go get tickets for that. Then in we're also in November. Sorry. We're going to New York for two shows. Both are sold out, but we'll see you guys there. And St. Louis in December, followed by Philadelphia, two shows, Denver, Colorado, Seattle, Washington, the 2020 Golden Crappy Awards in L.A., then Detroit, Michigan, Columbus, Ohio, two shows in Austin, Texas, one is sold out, added one, so get your late show tickets, Houston, Texas, New Orleans, Kansas City, Omaha, and Salt Lake City. So we're super excited to see all you guys across the country. We are loving this traveling around.
Yeah, it is. It is so fun. And by the way, Ronnie, we might have a special guest for Tampa also, but nothing is confirmed. So don't. I'm just letting people know there might be.
Yeah. So come either way, okay, jerks.
Yeah,
you're the special guest.
Yeah. Exactly. Really excited for all that. But let's talk about the most special guests of all, the ones who chartered a yacht in the middle of Phuket.
Brandy, you drunk ass! Wow. Brandy, wow. Still okay. So last week, Brandy, the drunkard from this week or whatever, I think drugs, because listen, we can all pound a few drinks and it's got to be something else. Because, you know, when you pound drugs or pound drinks and then do drugs, then you can't sleep, but you're so wasted, but you can't.
I would know.
I mean, it's, yeah. Well, you will one day. I'll turn you to the dark side one day.
We'll see what happens when I go to Thailand.
I'll get Ben Brandied one day. But yeah, we've all seen this. It's not pretty, and I'm just grateful it's not me. I mean, wow.
Well, someone actually found her Instagram, and so I went onto it, and she posted like a photo or maybe like a photo carousel from Thailand, and she was like, I have never used or abused drugs in my life. I had a panic attack. And it was terrifying. It lasted for 3 days, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And rather focus on all the negativity out there, let's focus on the positivity. And here are photos from the trip. And it's like her. Like, listen, I totally respect panic attacks, etc. Girl, you were downing that champagne.
Yes, you were fucked up. Stop lying and stop trying to use mental things as your excuse, because that hurts people who actually suffer from shit. That you're just using as an excuse to be a drunk, you know, a drunk idiot. So, also, on that note, you're already blessed. No one's focusing on the negative, Brandy, okay? We're focusing on the positive, which is you can afford an endless supply of drugs. So, congratulations. Well done. You worked hard. Do all the drugs you want, okay?
Yeah. Congrats. And honestly, I respect her ability to get just totally shit-faced and still take the time to put on a big, sloppy, dark lip. I think that's, like, really impressive. So, you know, not everyone has that skill.
So we begin with last week's ending, which is Brandy just on the ground hyperventilating and freaking out in the sun. So they put her on the canoe or something to use as a gurney. Mm-hmm. And Helen is just complaining, like, this is my vacation. This is my vacation. I cannot believe her.
Yeah. Just don't let it impact your time, because this is my vacation. Gluttony is what destroys you, which, again, supports my theory that they were a group of friends. And then the producers were like, here, we're going to give you this girl, Brandy, too, to tag along onto your charter because we want her, but she needs a group. And she's just like, fuck this girl. I don't even know her. And she's wasted and she's ruining my charter.
Yeah, so she is freaking out. She's on a kayak, and then one of the guests just goes, Kate, can I have some ice? Kate's like, that's why I love these guests. Their friends are being carried off for a medical crisis, and they're like, can we drink more? Thanks.
Yeah. Also, Brandy is on this, like, tender, and she is like, her mouth is doing this weird, like, she looks like a baby that was just born and is, like, taking its first breath and, like, is trying to figure out this world around her. She's been born onto a kayak, a transparent kayak.
So Helen is still in her tiara, which is hilarious. She never takes it off. So they go back to the boat, and guess what Simone's doing? Laundry. Okay, Simone is doing fucking laundry still. Poor Simone.
Yeah, but she sort of brought it on herself, because she spent the first four episodes of the season saying, you know what I really love doing? Is laundry. I love laundry. This is so fun. I can't believe, Courtney, you don't even like doing laundry, because it is the most fun thing I've ever done in my life. I actually prefer being down here doing laundry. And now she's like, oh, Now I'm doing laundry.
Well, that's just, that's what I always say. People should listen. Don't be a positive person. It just bites you in the ass, you know? If someone does something to you and you're positive and happy about it and just get over it, they just keep doing it to you. You need to be negative and tell them to go fuck themselves, okay?
Failing upwards.
Yes.
Fail upwards. You don't know how to turn the iron on. Okay, well, I guess we'll just have you set the table, you know?
Exactly. Be a Courtney.
Yeah. Be a Courtney. So, So basically, Simone is, at the moment, she's actually happy to be doing laundry and all that stuff because she's downstairs and she's away from Kevin, who, even though they hugged and he apologized to her, she's still like not, she doesn't, she was still like bruised a little bit because she got bullied as a kid. So when he said that, like breakfast service is not rocket science, it like took her back to a childhood trauma of rocket science, perhaps.
Yes. Or people just being like, come on, you know, dollhouses, it's not rocket science, Simone. God, Simone, come on, running the track at PE, it's not rocket science, Simone. It's like, if they tell me rocket science, I was bullied.
So Brandy's like, they put her in her room and she's just lying there and Captain Lee's sort of sitting next to her, and Courtney is like stuck having to wait on them all. So she just has to be there on Brandy duty. She's like, you know what I could use right now? A seafood tower. Towers of seafood. That's what I could use right now.
She's like, Courtney, Simone, can you take care of the guests? I'm sitting here staring at the captain awkwardly cuddle a drunk zombie baby. Okay. Watching the captain sit there and kind of cuddle Brandy is both cute and disturbing. I'm not really sure how to take that.
I thought it was more cute, but I was scared for him. I was like, I don't want him to get zombified also. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So now the women who are picnicking on the beach, they take the tender back and they're back on the boat. And Captain Lee's like, well, we got a medic on the way to check her out. And one of the women goes, you think she's that bad? I'm like, bitch, did you see what? You saw her.
Yeah, she got dragged home in a kayak. And then Helen goes, oh, they know. I mean, look at him. He knows. God of the sea. God, I wish there was a God of the sea.
Man, they really should come up with a name for the God of the sea. Maybe something like Neptine.
Neptine. No, it's not working. I'm going to come up with something.
We'll figure it out. We're going to workshop it. Well, whether you're the God of the sea or just the God of this goddamn boat, let me tell you something. I'm in charge of every swinging dick on this boat, and I gotta make sure it's safety first, because you look away for 1 minute and a shark jumps out and bites your head off, and I don't want anyone to violate any rules and make things unsafe. Hey, Abs, your hair's up. Hair's up, Abs. Thank you.
Get your hair up, goddammit. I'm in charge of every swinging dick on this. Get those swinging dicks up, Abs. Get your swinging dicks up. So then Tanner and Kate are cleaning up, and Tanner comes over, and they're still on the beach. And Tanner comes over, and he's like, hey, Kate, what do you think later we share a bottle of wine when this is all over? And she's like, I think that's so rude. I want my own bottle. He's like, all right.
Right, so you're saying I got a chance, huh? Kate's sort of like your friend's aunt. She's sexy and beautiful. You never know. You got to roll the dice.
That's right. Have you met Aunt Tibby? She's just wonderful, and she's newly single ever since her husband left her, you know, since that incident at Applebee's. Don't want to bring it up.
Don't put your dick in Auntie Kate, Collie. So the lady who was passed out on the deck, not Brandy, but the other one when they were trying to leave, was passed out on the floor of the deck. She comes up to Kevin. She's like, thanks for lunch, Kevin. I mean, I didn't get to eat it because I was still queasy, but thanks anyway. And he's like, last night's extravaganza was mediocre, but standards are set so high for myself. Got to step it up. Standards are so high. I've been in yachting for years.
Like, shut up. He's saying like, yeah, that, you know, the seafood extravaganza was a bit mediocre. And then we got a flashback of the Courtney saying, my favorite thing. If I were having a seafood extravaganza, I would want towers of seafood. All of it. Three towers. All at once.
Oh, Courtney. I'm enjoying Courtney more than I thought I would. I thought I was going to hate Courtney.
But everything she says is something that I would say.
So people are putting shit away, and Abby still has her hair down. And Captain's yeah. like, Ashton, come on. Ab's in the hair. Look, I said kiddo, all right? She's about to get a plane ticket.
Yeah. She's we're going to give her a one-way ticket to Hair Upville, if you know what I'm saying. Home. She can't fire.
Girl's going to get a ticket. That girl may have been to paradise, but she's never been to Scrunchy. I'll tell you that right now.
So, Abby, the reason why her hair is down is because she gave her elastic to Brandy. So, of course, Brandy somehow impacts this as well. And you know that Brandy lost that elastic, too, as if Brandy
needs yes. one. They're just going to blame Brandy for everything.
Yeah. So this – oh, sorry.
I don't even know what I was going to say. I was just opening my mouth because it felt like it was time.
It was time.
It could have just been maybe that's all it was. I don't know.
So Dr. Chukyat comes on board to check in on Brandy, and he sits down and he's like by her, inspecting her, examining her, and he's like, "So how old are you?" And she goes, "I'm good."
He says, "Do you have any history?" She's like, "I'm fine, I'm fine." And Kate's like, "Well, I'm just glad she's breathing." Wow. So he goes, "Have you been drinking?" And she said, "Yeah." "Well, for how many days?" 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
She's just champagne for 2 weeks. Goes, okay.
Yes, so, girl.
He's like, "Okay, so you should probably drink a lot of juice right now. That's what you should do." So he goes upstairs, and like the guests are like, "So, like, what's the deal?" He's like, "Oh, she drank too much champagne." They all like, "Well, we could have told you that." And then they all just start laughing, including the doctor.
So then Tanner.
See you soon, Dr. Chukyat.
Yeah. So then Tanner is talking to Simone in the mess, and she just keeps laughing at him because of his accent, which is so funny. And he's like, "Yeah, you know, we went out today. We got boils on our feet. We got scabs on our crotches. You know, our butts are leaking. We don't know why." And she's like, "Ho, ho, 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 ho." She's just cracking up. And he's like, "You know what? You want to get white girl wasted tomorrow? Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. All right. Anytime you need a giggle, I'll be a giggle connoisseur. All right."
Yeah. And meanwhile, he's chatting extensively with Simone, and Ashton had come in and said, "Hey, can you go help Brian with this, take the slide down?" And Tanner's like, "Yeah, I'll do it after I'm done eating this cereal I'm having right now." But while he's sitting there talking with Simone, Brian is trying to bring the slide up by himself. So he's using this thing called the davit. It's like basically like a hook or a crane. And so he's like pulling it up, and then he uses it incorrectly, and the davit essentially breaks, because I think the show is implying because Tanner is spending too much time talking instead of helping out.
Which he didn't even get called on. So look at that. We got all that backstory, and then nothing even came to fruition, guys. What the hell, show?
Yeah. So Brian walks up to Captain Lee's little office, and he's like, "Captain Lee, I'm sorry to tell you this. I really fucked up. I was bringing up the slide and to the angle. I didn't see it, and I broke I kind of messed up the davit." Captain Lee goes, "You kind of messed it up. How do you kind of mess it up? That's like kind of putting your hair up. You hear that one, kiddo? You like that one, kiddo?"
"That was for you, kiddo. That one's for you. So let me guess, right? You were lifting a slide up, and the cable came out of the roller, huh?" "Well, actually, yes, that's exactly what." "God damn it. Going to be an expensive mistake.
It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be very expensive. The only thing harder would be, I don't know, like going to a bar and saying, 'Hey, how about I give you my shirt for your shirt? Let's see you try to do that one, huh?'"
"See if you can pull that one off." "Ah, you did it, kiddo. Well done."
"Oh, kiddo. Good job. Good job, kiddo.
You know, I appreciate Brian bringing this to my attention, but this falls on Ashton's shoulders. It's his department. Make it work." And, well, please go to Project Runway. Please.
So the silhouette that you're working with here. I want to know something about the silhouette. Can it access orbits? Because it needs a one-way ticket out of this room right now. Hey yo.
Yeah, that silhouette, that toilet paper silhouette. God, that was like dragging my dick through pine needles, safety pins, pouring lemon juice on it, stomping on it with a cowboy boot, putting it on a Southwest ticket home. That's what happened.
Hey, everyone in this workroom, listen up, okay?
I am in charge in each and every one of you fashion dicks in here. And let me say you right now, there's a lot of pins, a lot of machines, and you can get real injured. Remember Hester Prynne from last season? Well, guess what? She ran a needle right through her finger. I'm not having that happen on my watch. So if you just have to put out a toga, then that so be it. No pins, no scissors, gloves, all times. Otherwise, you get a one-way ticket to Plano.
Dump or Nina. God damn it! So then Kate is checking on Brandy. She's like, you okay? And Brandy's like, She's like, okay. Well, okay, then I'm just going to leave your room now.
And then the best part about that is when she asks Brandy how she's doing, Brandy's like, are you okay? And Kate goes, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just like this smile, like, oh, this bitch is going to ask if I'm good. Oh, I can't wait to tell Josiah. Oh, I think I called Josiah Jeremiah last week. I apologize. His name is Josiah.
Oh, man. Poor guy. Hi, Josiah. Sorry, we called you Jeremiah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's not on the show, you know? It's like when you're kicked off a TV show, what happens to you? If a Josiah falls in a forest but nobody's there to watch it on TV, did he really fall?
He's probably standing at attention somewhere with like a bag of Cheetos waiting for Kate to come by so that he can share it with her. He's like, I won't open these until I get approval from Kate.
I'll stand here with Cheetos under a cloche until Kate passes by.
Master Pearson will tell me what to do next. And until then, I shall stand here and wait for his word.
So Kevin is cooking, and basically timing stuff out with Kate for dinner. And the captain is going to be sitting tonight for dinner. Dun, dun, mm-hmm. dun. Then Captain calls Ashton and who else to the wheelhouse? Oh, just Ashton. Ashton Lee. Can I get you to the wheelhouse, goddammit? All right. So he comes up. And he's like, so, you didn't catch him before he made that massive fuck-up, eh? That scrunchy level fuck-ups right there. That is non-scrunchy level fuck-ups you just reached there, kid. Congratulations, kiddo.
Difficult and expensive repair. And we will not tolerate fools here, okay? So, with that being said, since we will not tolerate fools, let's go see what your deckhand is doing and how she's struggling with the concept of a uniform.
Yeah, Abby's just so mad she has to keep changing clothes. She's like, God, uniforms, I hate them. You wear a t-shirt, you wear another t-shirt, then you put on another shirt, then you put on a different shirt. This is not boating. This is bullshit. Right.
She really would not make it very far on Broadway, I'll tell you that much. What, I have to change? There's a quick change? She's just giving attitude to every wardrobe department.
She's like modeling. It's like, I don't really like changing clothes. They're like, you're
okay,
here to model
our
clothes.
Okay, let me tell you something, everyone. All right. They won't put away their scissors because they're dangerous. One second you're sewing with your fingers, and next second you've got four less fingers. Okay, we're sending in your models. And just want a reminder, Abby will not wear your clothing. So just work with that.
They're all fighting over Abby as the model.
So Kevin is cooking. By the way, he's cooking these prawns, and he's like, I've done these prawns so many times, and it's taken the pants off of many women I've made it for. Ha 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 ha. I'm kidding. I took the pants off them.
Oh, Kevin. I'm trying to like Kevin because I like people who can make me things.
Well, he looks like he's a really good chef, but he's an asshole, and he's got a huge entitlement situation, and I do not approve of it. I'll tell you one thing, though. Ever since that scene last week with Ashton and Brian pushing the tender or whatever it was off those rocks, I my heart skips a beat when they come on screen. I'm like, that scene really did something to me. I'm like, am I attracted to Ashton now? I mean, like, Brian was always hot. And I know a lot of people think Ashton's hot, but I'm like, did I just get converted to Ashtonism?
Just people with muscles, you know? That's the problem with people with muscles, because you get attracted to the muscles, but then no one keeps – well, some people keep their muscles forever. But in general, you know, you get married or you find somebody, then you just get fat like everybody else. And so then you have to deal – you have to imagine the person, what they're going to look like after you fed them a lot. You know,
that's
you have to
true.
Look at a person and imagine what they're going to look like when they're happy and secure with themselves.
I know. I mean, if Arnold couldn't make it, then I don't know if there's hope for any of us.
Yeah. Arnold.
Let's think about that for a second.
Yeah. Everybody take a moment. Let's take a moment. Moment of silence.
So, moment of silence for Arnold's T2 body. So, which I also had a crush on back in sixth grade. So anyway, so Ashton and Ashton basically tells Brian that he wants to stay in the loop on things, et cetera, because it looks really bad when the captain calls him up to the wheelhouse and he has no idea that the davit even broke or that they even have something called a davit. So then meanwhile, Kate is with the Stews and she's like, because Courtney says, she's like, she asked for something over the radio and Kate's like, oh my God, Courtney, your radio voice is like so sweet. It's like, hi, I'm Courtney. And she's like, oh my God, Kate, no, I hate that. My mother has that voice and that's like not the voice I want to have. Oh, Kate.
So they keep making fun of her. Hello, hello.
Hello, I'm Courtney. And Courtney's like, oh my God, I do not speak like that.
Oh, I totally don't. Hello? I do that kind of when I answer the phone, except I yell. I go like this. Hello?
Oh, I hit a full falsetto. I'm like, hi. I was just calling to find out, was I overcharged for this? Thank you. I turn into Colin.
Colin.
Yeah.
Customer service, I'm just calling to say sorry.
I just called to say, I'm sorry. I'm doing a letter. You're doing great. You're doing a great job.
Just friends? Okay. Customer service, you just want to be friends? Okay. To be just friends, press 2. Okay, so Courtney, Kate Courtney, come in. Oh, yeah, radio voice. Okay, Captain and Kevin now. Captain's like, Kevin, come up here. And he tells us, I don't babysit, but when I got a chef being a dick to my crew, I mean, listen, when Kate brings it to my attention, it's a problem, all right? So he sits down, Kevin, up in the wheelhouse, and he's doing it in his power position, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm the captain. I'm literally turning a wheel right now for no reason. He's just like, you know, he's like, look at me in charge of a boat, all right?
Yeah. He sort of has like a gorilla stance, right? Because he's like sort of like leaned over. His hands are like on the wheel or around the wheel. And his like butt is sticking out like right at Kevin. And he's just not even looking at him. And he's like, and he's basically lecturing Kevin because essentially Kate tattled last episode. He's like, so I hear there was a dust up this morning. Want to enlighten my asshole about it? Since it's the only thing that's facing you right now.
And he's like, well, you know, when shit's not together, I get mad. Sorry. I said I'm sorry to her, and, you know, that was it.
You know what? I'm sorry. I was totally wrong. Everything I said about Captain Lee's stance, that was for later in the episode.
No, I know, and I realized it, too, after.
Because I remember he was actually sitting politely.
Yeah,
he was sitting politely in his chair. So everyone, every observation that we just made, everyone just, like, copy and paste it in your mind for later.
Yeah, because we're just going to skip that part altogether now.
No, Lee was actually sitting quite pleasantly with probably his leg crossed, and he called Kevin in.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, you know, took care of it. I took care of it. You know, we had a problem, whatever. And Kevin's like super furious with Kate now. He's like, well, at least I know where we stand. She doesn't like me. I don't like her. So he's just like brushes it off with the captain. He's like, all right, we got it. Took care of it. I'll try and take care of things right away next time. And then just leaves.
Just walks out. And I remember for me watching it, I was like, oh, he just is going to walk out. And then Captain Lee starts laughing. And sure enough, that's what Captain Lee gets mad about.
Yeah. He's like, you have the balls to walk away from me? Huh?
Does he even know the sort of gorilla asshole stance I can make at this wheel?
Hi, bankruptcy department. Yeah, made a list of things I own. Kevin's ass is at the top of it. Because I own his ass.
I own it. You will respect the rank. I'm telling you that right now.
God damn it. Hey, guess what? Not in the market to rent because I already own Kevin's ass. All right. On my own your ass. That's what it is.
Hey, does this yacht have a full basic cable package? Because I was wondering if we maybe had VH1 or MTV or maybe OWN, as he and I own his ass.
Monday on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Kevin's ass. The ass and the ass knots.
God, Oprah. She takes all the good ideas first. That should be my goddamn network, all right?
So Ashton gathers the deckhands and basically you know, is basically telling them, like, you guys have to tell me if there's a problem because I don't want to be left out of the loop. And he has like the funniest way of making Brian feel better about, you know, what happened with the dad. But he's like, Now, Brian, I don't want you to feel bad about your giant fuck up, but anyway, there's a hierarchy. The massive fuck. I know you had a huge fuck up and you barely deserve to be on this yacht, but you know, chin high.
Yeah, here we are. How about do me a favor and let me flirt with the girl that you're so obviously taking, because I'm freaking out. So the captain goes upstairs for dinner and greets all the guests and stuff. And of course, Brandy is missing. And then we see her like talking to herself like she's barfing. It's the weirdest thing. I think she's dreaming of barfing because she's like, ah!
I would say exorcism because that's what I wrote down. But Kate uses that later. So I don't want to be accused of stealing Kate's line.
Stealing it. We're saying it anyway.
Ha!
We're borrowing it, which is unlike owning it.
Did Lisa Rinna just come on this boat? Because I could swear that someone is owning it. Oh, that must be me, and it's Kevin's ass.
So Kevin is frying up some shrimp and doing street food, which, you know, Thailand is very famous for its street food. It's delicious street food. But it's also just a way to throw shrimp in the fryer and not really have to do anything. So I'm not sure where I stand on this.
Yeah, exactly. Also, we just have to assume, since these people are already in Thailand, they probably had some street food on the way to the boat.
And also, you just bragged 20 times about how you're a luxury yacht chef and you would never do things non-luxury. So, whatever, Kevin. Okay, keep trying, Kevin. Okay.
So he makes this lovely looking shrimp. It is does look lovely. And then he's doing like a fish like wrapped in like a leaf, etc. And there's like a garnish thing. And he starts eating one of them to see if it tastes good. And basically that was Captain Lee's serving because he forgot.
Not the shrimp. That's the fish.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you moved on to fish. Sorry.
I did. When I said that he was making fish in a leaf with a garnish, that was my indication that I was talking about the fish.
Sorry,
the fish.
I heard shrimp, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I remember the shrimp part, and then I started thinking about shrimp I've eaten in the past. Yeah.
You had like a shrimp.
Wow, I love shrimp.
It's like you running through a field with shrimp.
I'm so sorry. And also, this new office chair leans back really far, and so I was like, how far would this lean? And then I started dangling my legs off of it, and I was like, wow, I haven't dangled my legs since I was a kid. I feel like a kid again. A kid who likes shrimp. I was like, don't forget where we are, Ben.
I remember when I worked on that shrimp boat with that very slow person who liked to run everywhere.
Huh?
Forrest Gump. It's okay, fine.
Stop losing me on purpose. Now you know I'm already lost, so you're just gonna get me lost on purpose. You're gonna be like, next, Leon Locking came in and told Lisa Rinna. It's like, wait a minute.
I guess I'm just not allowed to make a reference to a movie from 25 years ago. Okay, fine.
All I know is run, Forrest, run.
All I know is that it should not have won Best Picture. How about that?
Whoa.
Bop is like a box of chocolates, okay? You never know which one is going to make fun of your childhood.
Let's keep our shrimp heads, everybody. Let's keep our shrimp heads.
Okay. The point is this. Kevin brings up 6 plates of fish instead of 7. And so there's no fish for Captain Lee. So Kate, of course, is relishing this moment. So she's like,
yeah, she really is.
She's like, so what are we going to give him? We're just not going to give him one? Is that what we're going
to
do?
Oh, so he's going to starve to death. Okay, well, you know, you've done a great job on all of your boats before. And now you can add starving the captain until he died onto your resume. That'll be fun.
Just trying to remember who is the most important person on this boat. I thought it was Captain Lee, but I don't know. Maybe it was this random goth chick who brought some pearls on board for you to stick into your vagina. Yeah.
I think I just became a medium because I'm pretty sure that Titanic Grandpa is right behind you sobbing in disappointment. So
sort of makes me wonder if maybe your great grandfather served enough brioches to the Titanic. Maybe if that watchman hadn't been so hungry, he might have seen that iceberg a little sooner. Makes me wonder if it just runs in the family. I don't know.
I like that you're offended by that, Ronnie. I like that you're like, oh, God, I can't believe too soon. How could you? That's it, everyone. The reason why the Titanic sank is the crew was hangry.
Yeah, the crew was like eating an extra portion of fish. The captain.
The crew was eating a garnish.
Yeah. The captain was trying to figure out why there was cabbage on goat cheese balls.
So it's bad. Nice callback. Yes, it was
yesterday. You see?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
This November.
You think you do it for the money?
It's the game, the adrenaline rush.
What if it is?
Prepare to read between the lines.
How much do you think she's worth?
I'm gonna take it all.
The Good Liar is gripping and deliciously deceptive, says Baz Bannockboy, Daily Mail. Intelligent and brilliant, a must-see movie. Event, mail on Sunday.
It's very peculiar. Secrets between you, God, the devil, and the dead.
Starring Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. The Good Liar. In cinemas November 8th. Certificate 15.
Stay warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Rappin's commercial.
So it's bad enough that Kevin does not have a dish for the captain. It's even worse that he didn't think to throw something together. And it's even worse that then when he plates it, he like pats the captain on his shoulder like, hey, buddy.
Hey,
and he's like, he goes, sorry, Kip, you're not going to get this one. Like, oh, that's the way it happens. And it, like, if he had said, like, I'm so sorry, I'm making you something, right? There wasn't, yeah. Like, if you whispered there was an incident and I'm going to make you something. But he was like, hey, sorry. And then that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that was not very wise. And Helen's looking at her and she takes a bite. She's like, it's like a piece of jewelry. What kind of compliment is that? Like, well, tastes delicious. You know, a Claire's earring.
Well, to be fair, her anal beads are sort of also like a piece of jewelry. So,
good point. Yeah, it's Helen.
Yeah, it's Helen. Everything's jewelry. If I can make it into jewelry, I can make it anywhere. So basically all Captain Lee has is this little bowl of garnish. And so he's like, you've already pissed me off. And now you're not going to feed me? Not a good move. Okay, it's almost like my good friend Gail Simmons came through here. Ha! I'm on Top Chef now. New show. I'm just going through all of them now.
He's just on every Bravo show.
Every Bravo competition.
Yeah.
Did you mean to forget my fish?
Yeah, idiot. So Kevin goes back to the kitchen. He tells Kate, he's like, oh my god, I ate the last piece to taste it. And she says, oh my god. Oh, so you're not even trying? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I sort of could tell that about your general disposition, but you're not actually going to try to really, really try.
No? It's like, but I don't have any fish because of that extravaganza, which he didn't have any fish for either.
He didn't have it? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He didn't buy fish for that. So the guests just love the fish and they're going crazy. And Captain Lee's just like very sad and just looking into his bowl and goes, I'm eating a garnish. Do I look like a rabbit? Actually, now that you say it,
he does kind of like one of those floppy eared rabbits, you know, that are on calendars, like a hang in there
Cadbury
version. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of those flop. Oh, the floppy. Yeah. He's got. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a floppy eared rabbit. He's like, I will have Kevin's ass for this. So then outside, Kate and Courtney are so excitedly talking about how much Kevin is fucking up. Kate, I've never seen Kate this happy, you know? It's like someone just dropped a carton of Benson and Hedges off of a helicopter and it landed right in her lap. I mean, she is so excited. It's like, oh, I can't believe he didn't make something. I mean, this is crazy. Like, he didn't make it. He didn't even try.
He didn't try. This is, I mean... This is honestly the best day of my life. This is so wonderful. By the way, to look like a rabbit or to be rabbit-like, the word is leporine, not lupine. It's leporine. I think lupine might be – I'm not even going to say what it might be because I'm going to just get myself into another – like people all week long. Lupine actually means, you know, it's
James Lapine.
Well, James Lapine is a writer for Broadway, sir.
Oh, all right. Lapine means something. I'm going to look it up now.
So Ashton is talking to the guys. And
it's the fictional language of rabbits. How about that?
What is it?
Lapine is the fictional language of rabbits in Watership Down. See, it all comes full circle. Full circle.
There you go. So Ashton is talking with Tanner, and he's like, "What on the street is you taking Katie?" And Tanner says, "Oh yeah, I said a bottle, and she said, yeah, let's have two." So he thinks it's like a super date because Kate made a sarcastic joke, and this is why Tanner can never date people's aunts. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you just say a joke, and he never gets it.
Yeah, that's why he can't like it, because he's outclassed every time, every single time. he's too young. So yeah, but either way, he thinks he's going on a super date, like you said. So then Brian and Ashton just like applauding him, like he just won trivia at TGI Fridays or something. So he's very excited, and his heart.
Well,
that's
where you go when you want to meet people's aunts. That's for sure.
That's true. Or you just really want a Jack Daniel's steak.
Yeah. Don't have enough of those in the world. So Kate is talking to the captain, and he's still sitting at the table, but he's the only one there. So she goes up to him. She's like, "Hi, Captain. I was going to ask you how your dinner was, but you were stuck here eating garnish. Is that what I see?"
This is sort of my way of just reminding you that you actually did not have a main.
Can we, can I come out here and serve an empty bowl to you again? Because that really gave me a thrill that I can't explain.
Yeah. I was also thinking we could maybe go through some inventory. We'll start with you. Do you own anything that you want to make?
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, Kevin's ass. Very good. Very good, Chef. Very good, Captain. So he's like, yeah. And then he patted me on the shoulder like an arrogant little prick.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be an arrogant little prick, you better back it up. Don't you want to impress your boss? Your boss who apparently has some leporine features?
God.
Hello, vocabulary.
You're just going to, no matter what happens today, you're going to make sure you remember that for that fucking crossword.
Leporine. Leporine. The word is leporine, and it pertains to rabbits and apparently captains.
So Simone and Abby are talking, and Abby looks exhausted, you know, like not taking her hair down has really taken a toll. She's like, all this not putting my hair up.
That's why she doesn't like changing clothes, because she has to manage all that hair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like when Leanne Locken went to Mexico and was crabby. It's because she had too much hair. No. Sometimes you just have too much hair.
So Abby is now giving Simone advice because Simone is exhausted from the laundry and she's really depressed. So Abby's like, you know,
maybe you could just tell Kate, you know, maybe Courtney can do the laundry one night. She's like, oh my God, thank you for helping me.
Like, she never thought of just saying that. She's so cute. I love her.
She is really cute. I like her. I like the cast overall quite a bit.
Yeah, there's a whole different vibe this season. I'm not sure why. So anyway, Abby just kind of nods and kind of deadpans at the camera like, wow, this girl.
Yeah.
So Kate is talking to Courtney, and she's like, oh my God, isn't Brian hot? Those arms. I mean, those arms. You should have seen those arms. And Courtney's like, I don't know. I'll bet he's the kind of guy who takes, like, mirror selfies. Oh, no, wait. Like, gym selfies. I'll bet you anything he takes gym selfies.
And then piss them on Instagram.
So they look him up. And of course, he does.
Yeah, exactly. And then Courtney's like, I don't like his body. It's like, it's too good. Like, you can't have time for me if you're working out that much. It's like not cuddly. I need something squishy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But she's totally
squishy towers.
Yeah, and who wouldn't be? Oh, my God.
He is dreamy.
Dream. And he's sweet. Oh, God, yeah. Did you hear that chair? It sounds like the Titanic rocking. Do you hear it?
It sounds like the davit breaking because Brian is sweet but not very adept. So so now it's like late at night and everyone's gone to sleep and Courtney's cleaning and she's like, my feet hurt. And she's just cleaning and the music's like dun 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 dun. And then all of a sudden Brandy appears in the kitchen. It's like,
so is somebody up or what? Oh, hi, lady, hi. She's like, hi. It's like, can I have some juice?
Her hair is such a hot mess. It's going in every single direction. She put on this weird dark lipstick, and that's like smudged on her chin. She's wearing a shirt that almost looks like one of those traditional like Mexican blouses, and has little tassels on the bottom. But she also has like her bikini like sort of dangling out. She is like the definition of the hottest mess of hottest messes.
Yeah, she really is. I was really impressed that she said, "Can I have some juice?" But then, of course, she's like, "And champagne to mix with it."
Yeah. And then she goes, "What time is it?" And Courtney goes, "It's like 12. It's like 12:30. She goes, "At night?" Like, no, like we're in an eclipse right now. Sorry.
Oh, she's a mess. So then she's mad that everyone else is asleep when she's been in bed all day. So she calls somebody and she's like, "Hello? Oh my God, they went to bed and I'm still sitting here. Like, oh, you're not even listening to me. Hello."
Hello. I feel bad for whatever, you know. Well, she probably wasn't. She probably did not even make a phone call. She was just like talking into an emoji. But then, so Courtney goes down to Kate's room and she's like, "Hi, Brandy is like awake." It just cuts to Brandy going, "I called Jeff." And I was like, "What the fuck is up with that?" I'm like, "Oh my God, this woman is a mess."
So Kate gets up and she sees Kate and she goes, "Kate, are you still up? You need to lie down. You look," and Kate goes, "gorgeous." And then she goes to the back and she goes, "That dumb bitch, you're going to tell me I look tired."
How dare she? How dare she? Look how angry she's made me.
Well, at least the screaming stopped. So I guess the boyfriend hung up on her.
No, but then she winds up, like talking to someone else or whatever. Cause suddenly she's goes from being belligerent on the phone to being flirty. She's like, "He's after me." And I'm like, "Whatever." This woman, the way her mood changes just on this phone call alone is amazing.
Yeah. And Kate goes, "Oh my God, is this real life? This can't even be real life." And Courtney goes, "She just hung up on her home screen." I don't know where Brandy goes, but she just disappears. And Kate's like, "She's asleep. Go to bed right now."
Yeah. So they like shut off all the lights. She's like basically the monster who's haunting this boat is Brandy. So now it's the next morning. And of course, the very first thing is that Brandy wants a glass of champagne.
Yep.
And the good news is that breakfast service went smoother for Simone, so that's on the up and up, etc. And then Kevin goes up to Captain Lee to apologize about how he fucked up dinner. And this
is when we're in the wheelhouse.
This is in the wheelhouse where Captain Lee is at the wheel and his butt is facing Kevin. And Captain Lee is actually, he is, by the way, driving the boat to the port because they have to get off the boat.
Yes, and he's not looking. He won't look at Kevin at all or pay him any mind. He's giving him kind of the silent treatment. So Kevin's like, "Hey, Captain, how did dinner go down last night?" And there's a really long silence.
Yeah, it was okay.
Well, I'm sorry for, running out on you. And he's like, "Well, good thing one of the guests didn't show up. He'd have really been fucked, right? Hell of a way to run a railroad, huh? You're driving that car right off the cliff, huh? Wow, you're flying that plane right over the mountainside into the ditch."
Looks like that trolley's got the wheels coming off it, if you know what I'm saying.
"Have fun on your half-wheeled bicycle, you idiot."
Yeah. Yeah, enjoy crashing into a cliff with your hang glider.
I'm out of things that move. I'm really dumb. I have like a limit of 5 things I can think
That's
of.
That's okay. There are many others, but I feel good ending on a hang glider.
forgot to charge up that Lime scooter, huh?
Hey, let's segue into something else, if you're capable of doing that.
So he's just staring out at the water.
And basically,
he goes, "Well, I mean, yeah, it's not like you're on a limited budget. I would have thought you'd order more, not enough.
Not barely enough, yeah." And Kevin's just sitting there quietly staring at him. Like I thought Kevin was at a loss for words, meaning like he was so embarrassed that he was sort of like not sure what Captain Lee was going to say next. But actually, he was angry. And so he's staring at Captain Lee's butt and he's like, "I can't even," in his mind, he's like, "I can't believe this." So he just leaves. Again, just leaves. As far as we can see, he leaves without being excused. Who knows if they edited it out. But then Kevin tells us, "You know, I messed up last night, but I don't expect for someone to not address me or look at me. I don't think it's fair for him to do that to me." I'm like, you're the chef. Okay, he's the captain.
Yeah, you can, go say, I'm so sorry about last night. How can I make it up to you? I'm so embarrassed. That will never happen again. The end. That's all you need to say.
The end. Maybe bring him a bowl of cereal. How about that?
He loves his Cheerios. Get him some Cheerios.
The amount of entitlement that Kevin has is out of control.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has a job and has a boss. Like, everybody has to do this, Kevin. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not just you.
Meanwhile, Tanner is trying to get on Kate's good side by folding towels to help out with this dude's downstairs. And he's like, hey, Kate, how you doing this morning, Kate? And she's like, I'd be a lot better if you folded that towel in thirds. Thank you.
So Kevin sees Simone in the kitchen. He's all flustered after this captain thing. And he goes, I just got scolded by the captain for not giving him fish last night. And she goes, oh, my God. Did it ruin the rest of your day? Which is hilarious.
She was really, fingers were crossed on her part.
She's like, ha ha, now you know how it feels. I was bullied, fucker.
Yeah.
So Tanner's like, so we still going to sit down for that wine action? And she says, always. And then she leaves.
As a group, right? As friends and as a group, right? That's implied with my very subtle smile that also could also be interpreted as, I really don't want to talk to you right now. Fold that in thirds.
Also, I never drink wine standing up. So, of course, I'm going to be down for some wine action. You idiot. So Brian's like, confirmation station. Oh, yeah.
Which really, like, I don't support that confirmation station.
Yeah, not sure
how. Do not disappoint.
So Helen comes down with a gift for Kevin. She's like, hey, Kevin, just wanted to say thanks. Here's my panties and some pearls. I think you're really going to like those. Okay, so put on the panties and the pearls and then send me a selfie, okay?
I was like, wait, what did she ask him to do?
So he runs down to show the guys. And he's like, I really can't figure this out. I thought it was like to strangle you, like asphyxia or whatever, they're too long to be anal. But what are these?
Yeah, they don't, no one can really figure it out. He's like, they're a little bit too small to be anal beads. They're like little bloop, 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 bloop.
Pearl
never
necklace.
Even gets to the bottom of it. Doesn't get to the bottom of it quite.
Yeah, no one knows. Courtney's like, well, they definitely don't go inside of you. So that's all I know.
So Brandy chugs one last champagne, and now it's time for everyone to leave. And first of all, that blonde lady gives Captain Lee a giant kiss on the cheek with like both hands, like a very like, this is her last shot to seduce him. And he's like, whoa. And then Brandy goes up to Captain Lee and she's like, forgive me, okay? Forgive me. It was like the most coherent she's been the whole episode.
Yeah,
whole
I know. She's
episodes.
Like sober for 5 minutes this entire time. So Richard's like, yep, if you can handle this one, you can handle everything, guys. Just pooped an anal bead out on your floor, so someone picked that up, right?
Yeah.
So now it's time for cleaning. Everybody's cleaning.
I am not touching any more hair. Sorry.
So it's tip meeting time, and the captain is really going at Kevin. He's like, all right, well, number two in the books. Remember when I was saying the other shoe was going to drop? Well, it did. On a plane, train, and an automobile. And then he just, like, looks over at Kevin, like, meow, hang glide into that tricycle. All right.
Well, I guess that other shoe dropped right on the seventh plate of fish, because I didn't get one.
It was probably in a hot air balloon somewhere. Find a way to put another transportation vehicle in here somewhere. Right.
I was hoping dinner would be out of this world, but I was not expecting a space shuttle to take my fish there.
Kate, your girls did a good job. Ashton, there was a mistake there, but okay. Simone, all right, I'm going to try and... Okay, couldn't think of anything for Kevin. All right, sorry.
All right, let's put it this way. He's not exactly riding that penny farthing in the right direction.
I had a compliment for Kevin. Unfortunately, I ate it. Before he came out here, so he's just going to have to sit there with nothing. All right.
Guess I was too hungry. Almost hit an iceberg.
So Kevin's like, well, you know, he is the C word, right? And it's not for captain. I was like, wow, so you're calling the captain to cut fitness now. Great. You're really scoring here, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So they get a nice tip. And now it's time for more cleaning. And Simone tells Courtney that Tanner asked Kate out on a date because she overheard, because she was ironing next to all the guys while they were basically being animals. Mm-hmm. And Simone's like, really? I'm sorry, Courtney's like, really? Tanner and Kate? You know, I'm into it because I'm nosy and I want to know what's all about. So, yeah.
I want to know all about it. So, yeah. Kevin and Kate, Kevin is... looks like he's gonna go jogging or he's just all casual. He's like, hey, well, you know, I'm done here, so I'm gonna go out cellar and wash in with the guys. And she goes, oh, are you?
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's really nice. Maybe you'll find a piece of fish out there. Yeah.
Are you gonna have a cleaning extravaganza? That's gonna be fun.
Oh, but you know that with, like most extravaganzas, you will have to have more than just a little bit of water, you know, and some empty plates.
You should clean all of the windows except for one. That would be fun. Stay consistent. Stay consistent.
It's good. Just leave people wanting more, you know?
So Ashton, of course, all Ashton thinks about, you know, Kevin comes out and he goes, so, Kevin, you like anyone on Chatter? He's like, Jesus, you keep asking me that. It's not like they get any hotter.
Yeah. And on top of that, Ashton, you're like sort of an authority figure on this boat. So like maybe stop like macking on the girls, as they say.
Who you want to bone?
So he's like, well, you know, it's not that I'm into Courtney. I like flirting back and forth. I say that when I'm in my normal state. But then there's this Ash, you know, there's this Ashton inside me. He wants to bash out, man.
Yeah. That's his laugh. I like when Ashton and Brian both laugh together and it's like
they're twins, those guys. I think they're little twins.
Two hot twins.
Yeah. So and also I think that's working out too.
Yeah, it's working very strongly.
So cleaning. More cleaning, Courtney, more cleaning. So Courtney goes up to Kate. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, so, I was looking through Seafood Tower Quarterly, and then Simone told me that you might have a date tonight. So, what's that about? And Kate's like, oh, really? I'm the last to know. Sort of like how Captain Lee's the last to receive fish, or doesn't receive it at all.
She's like, he just asked to share some wine, which I do with everybody. So, I mean, if he's going to call it, if he thinks it's a date, he needs to call it one. So, how about that?
Yeah.
So Courtney's laughing about that.
And Courtney's like, he thought he was asking you on a date. And she goes, that's so nice.
No. Should I wear a corsage?
Huh. Yeah.
So they get ready to go out, and Tanner's just like standing around waiting for Kate to come down, but she never comes down because she's washing her hair.
She's literally doing the oldest excuse in the book.
Well, if it's between Tanner and washing my hair, I'm going to wash my hair and maybe even the boat. I don't know. I'll do really anything before I go on a date with Tanner. I mean, I'll bang him, but
yeah.
No dates.
So she finally comes in and she's like, sorry, I'm late. I had to wash my hair. Instead of having one with Tanner, she goes, well, I can't have one with Tanner while I was washing my hair, but I can have one with Tanner at a bar where we're going right now.
Yeah. So now they all pour off the boat and they pile into some tuk-tuks and they're like partying, and Abby's like, I want to get hammered. And they wind up at a place called The Key, and they're dancing and everyone's having a fun time except for Kevin.
You say I can't say fuck it, but it's called The Key in... Oh, no. It's not called that.
What?
It's called The Key. I wrote down The Key in Phuket, but I thought it meant The Key in the Bucket, what I wrote down. Like, Key in the Fuck It. So I've just made a whole drama for myself. But I couldn't stop myself from sharing it because I didn't know I was about to share it. Sorry, everybody.
You just went on a two bottle of wine date with yourself.
I did. Sorry, I was washing my hair.
Sorry, Ronnie. I was there to hear your logic fall apart in many pieces, but I was washing my hair. I think about shrimp from my childhood. Sorry.
I should never think out loud. I can barely think silently.
Yeah, but I like the excitement and then the drawn-out denouement.
The drawn-out denouement?
I'm not doing this with you
right now. You're doing it on purpose. Who says stuff like that? Who talks like that?
Denouement is what happens after the climax.
They're called cigarettes, Ben. Okay.
In storytelling.
You're fucking with me on purpose. Denouement. You're fucking with me on purpose.
Everyone, you just got a brand new word that you can use. Denouement.
God.
Not an uncommon word.
Yeah.
I'm mad. It's not like Leperine.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. We'll end on an agreement. How about that? How about we win by me saying this? You win.
I'm just gonna Hector you until you agree with me.
What's Ronnie, Hector mean? Not... Who's Hector?
Oh God.
Here's a good palate cleanser. Ashton dancing. I love when he says like something's breaking out of him, it's a really bad uncle dance at a wedding. That's what's breaking out of him. So he's dancing, and Kevin is now depressed about Captain Lee's approval. He's going through all the stages of grief today.
Well, because Captain Lee is his dad. Let's not forget. This is Kevin now, like, having his childhood happen.
Yeah.
It's very obvious. Oh, so we send you... Say, little Kevin, we sent you to a private academy for you to learn things, and all you do is eat food and play rugby and not get a proper education. Guess what? We've taken back your Ford Fiesta, and now you have to walk to school. Maybe you should look into going to cooking to save yourself.
So Tanner and Kate are talking.
That
and Tanner's
makes sense,
like,
right?
Yeah, it made sense. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'll own you, yes. There we go. But now it's Captain Lee.
Yeah, I will own your bottom, sir. I will own your bottom.
You know that Kevin's going to have a story about how his dad never looked at him in the eye and told him he loved him. That's what.
Well, it's always a daddy issue or a mommy issue. Like, whenever I go on a first date, maybe this is why I never have a second, but whenever I go on a first date, I always say, so do you have a mommy issue or a daddy issue? I just need to know what I'm dealing with.
That's an amazing line, and also incredibly self-handicapping.
It is, but it's true, you know, because then I can just say, my mom. Okay, what's yours? Because if it's two mommy issues, that's not good. But if it's a mommy issue and a daddy issue, that's good. Because, you know, you have to, like, I don't know why, but it works. Ow. So anyone with daddy issues out there, give me a call. I need you. I've been looking for you my whole life. It's really hard finding a gay guy without a mommy issue and a daddy issue.
You heard it here. I'm sure there are plenty of gay guys with daddy issues. Like, that's got to be very common. My father never approved of my...
They may have
accents, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God, you're making me want a date. Okay, I'll be on Tinder for the rest of this. Ben, carry on.
Okay. So speaking of dates, Tanner is trying to order a drink for Kate, and he's just sort of, I guess, being obnoxious about it. And Kate's like, sober Tanner is super cute, but sober Tanner's never out with us, you know? And then Tanner's like, hey, Kate, you want to go on a date sometime later? Because I'm a fleet of Long Island. I drive the LIEE.
Let's cut the bullshit here. I want to take you on a date, all right? I know the wine date was kind of spun upon. And she just looks at him like, mm-hmm. Yeah, spun upon. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Keep going. Keep talking. And she just looks away and he goes, okay, I think the small talk is done. She's like, okay.
Well, the tricky thing is that Tanner has to be way more sober, but I have to be way more drunk. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'll bang him probably.
Yeah, by accident. Like if I fall on his penis, which is possible. So Brian is talking to Tanner now. And he's like, hey, Brie, you all right, Brie?
Brie.
And he's like, nope, not really all right. So Brian's talking to Courtney now, and he's like, are you happy? And she's like,
yeah.
Seafood Tower. So then Ashton comes over and tries to break in, and he's like, hey, why don't we all hang out? Wouldn't it be fun if we were all hanging out? Can I order a bottle of wine for us together? And she's like, no, we're talking here.
Yeah. Can I see you a few seconds? So she's like, so she's stuck with Ashton because Brian basically leaves because it's also his supervisor. So, you know, he has to get out of there. So Ashton's like, you know what I like about you, Courtney? Is that you're beautiful and you're an old soul, and I love that even more about you, which already I'm like, I know saying an old soul is like a nice thing to say, but I don't think any girl ever wants to be told they're an old soul. You know, I think it's a thing you declare about yourself, you know, like no one wants to use the word old,
as,
you know, right? Like as part of like the flirtation.
Yeah, and he's really trying. And also, it's just sad because she's obviously hitting it off with Brian, you know? And he's just doing that thing he does. He did it his last season, too, where he can't stand it. So he has to win, you know? And she's so over it and obviously not into him. So he's like, you beautiful old soul. I like that even more. Tell me two flaws about you, huh? Tell me two flaws. She's like,
It's a dumb question.
Dumb question. I guess my flaw is not valuing my own time, which is why I'm talking with you right now. Maybe that's what it is.
What am I, at a job interview at McDonald's? He's like, well, listen, you don't have to say yes now. See what happens. Just see what happens. Maybe you'll say, wow, I want to date Ashton. Let's just wait. Let's just wait. Give it time. Give it time. Do not answer.
Have you ever had sex with a old French whore in the back of a production van before?
Don't answer. Don't answer. We'll wait for that when we talk later. So Brian and Courtney are back to talking, and he's like, do you want a drink? I do. And she's like, okay. And Kate's watching them. And meanwhile, when Brian went to the bathroom, he switched shirts with a bartender. So now he has
because Courtney told him to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Courtney's like, change shirts with that guy.
Which is a power move, by the way, that she was doing, which is good. I support it.
Yeah. Control him. Control that gym selfie, man. So Kate looks over at them and she's like, oh, my God, I love that Brian is hitting on Courtney so hard in a sailor suit.
It's nice to see that someone out here puts in effort, Kevin.
So Brian's kind of nervous and he's like, so blah, blah, blah. You know what? I feel like I have to talk all the time. Why? You don't feel like that? Like you have to talk? It's just, well, I'm really pretty, so no.
Why talk when you can just roll your eyes? Ew. I'm sitting on something. So now they all get in there. They're all going home. And Brian's still wearing his sailor shirt. And he was bummed because the other shirt, he was like, oh, I actually really like that shit. I'm sad to see it go. So he's actually in his sailor shirt going home. And then it's weird because it's like montage in the van of them partying and like talking and laughing. And there's like this strange arc with his shirt because he's wearing the sailor shirt. And then all of a sudden he's shirtless. And then all of a sudden he's back in his original shirt. I'm like, how are they just going to assume, like, how do they just put him back in his old shirt without explaining to us how this happened? I need answers.
I need to see him walk up to the bartender and say, hey, can I have my shirt back, brew? And then the bartender says, sure, I hope it doesn't smell. Does mine smell now? And then they smell them. They say, no, it smells like a mix of both of us. Then they kiss. Then they hand off the shirts, call each other brew, and it all is said and done. There you go, Ben.
That helped. Well, I think what happened really is that probably a producer went back with the shirt because it was like they weren't allowed to do it. And then but they're not going to show a producer giving him his shirt back. So because they do acknowledge it, because Abby, when they get out, she's like, you got your shirt back. But they don't say how. They don't say how.
Wow. Let's all ponder that for a moment.
Yeah. Wow. It was that was quite a denouement.
All right. Now you're just being mean.
Remember when you were a child and you lost your shirt when you were eating all that shrimp?
Shrimp heads. So they leave and Ashton almost gets crushed in an elevator because apparently in Thailand they don't have those little safety things. So they will just crush you to death.
That was terrifying. He was literally doing a Superman thing. Also hot. He was like, ew, strength, and like prying them open to like basically like eject himself out like a baseball at a batting cage. You're like, you know, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. This season, this is how Ashton almost loses a limb.
I know, seriously.
So then they're all wasted in these little party bus things on the way back home. And did you notice Kate cuddling Kevin in the car?
Well,
Kevin
was
more
like
Kevin was lying on her lap.
I saw that and I could tell that she hated every single second of it.
Well, she didn't knee him in the face. I mean, that's cuddling. That's Kate cuddling. I didn't hit you. So we're cuddling. Wow. We're dating now.
So lovely getting this close up view of your thinning hair. Great. Thank you.
Oh, so Abby is shit faced and falling down and stuff. And then we get just a montage of Abby eating at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making proclamations like, you guys, I fucking love to sail.
I'm a motorboat. I'm a motorboat now.
I love meat. Bacon wrap shotgun.
So 8:40 a.m. There's a nice loud snoring sound and a close up of my best friend Tito's. Mm-hmm. And the captain just looking at the map and he goes, God damn it.
We don't know what happened and we maybe never will, but something really pissed him off. God damn it, we did hit an iceberg after all.
So Abby is hungover and she can't get up, and everyone's up, everyone's cleaning, and meanwhile Kevin is still reeling from Captain Lee being so rude as to be an authority figure, and he's like, oh, I've never had a reaction from a captain like Captain Lee's. I just can't believe it. So he goes off on a run to, you know, to run. Because that's what you do.
It's like, I'm not a quitter, but that was a bullshit move. I can just hop off this boat and he can cook.
Wow. Or he can just get another cook, which is what they do quite frequently on this franchise.
Turns out that there are a lot of chefs in the world. So,
yeah.
It's called monster.com. Look it up.
It's called Listen to a Beyonce Song and Find Out About the Idea of Being Irreplaceable and How You're Not That. So, meanwhile, Courtney's downstairs being like, I hate ironing.
And Simone's like, you'll get used to it. And she's happy, just skipping around the boat. And then Ashton calls Abby on the radio over and over. Abby, Ashton. Nothing, nothing. And she never answers. Dun, dun, dun.
She, and not only that, she sent a text to Tanner saying, I don't know if I'll be up by 9 today. I need a toilet nearby. And Ashton's like, but we all woke up. We're all doing this. My one rule, I made one rule, which is, if you want to suck my dick, it is available at all hours of the day. And then I made another rule, and I said, if you're going to go out and party, you have to be able to wake up the next day. Also, see rule number one, because that is still in effect. Still in effect.
Still got my penis after you've read rule number two. So come back to rule number one and take care of the penis in the way that I told you.
So Abby is in bed. It's the big cliffhanger. And we'll see what happens next week.
I hope it involves scrunchies. That brings us to the end of Below Deck, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us for another week. Go get your Birmingham, Alabama tickets and all our live show tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Come over and check out our fun bonus episode this week covering the Joe and Teresa Giudice interview on Watch What Happens Live. And we'll talk to you next time. Have fun in Thailand, my little bean.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I am excited to go, and I don't know if I'm really going to have anything to report back that pertains to Bravo, but it'll be really exciting. You know what? I'm actually going to be awful. I'm so sorry in advance, everyone, because you know the next few Below Deck recaps, I'll be like, well, when I was in Thailand last week, I was in Thailand. That's so funny. I had that drink when I was in Thailand. Oh, my God. I totally drove by that place when I was in Thailand. So apologies ahead of time.
Yeah, well, you earned it, babe.
Thanks. I'm not sure if I earned it, but I'm going nonetheless. And all the toilets in Bangkok, I'm coming for you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.